Radio Wave.
Beautiful Tuesday morning. Here I am in the chilly air-conditioned studio whilst the team are outside, all in preparation for starting to celebrate NHS 70. Up there now, here's Andy Brown.
Thank you very much. You join us, as you say, outside on a glorious day this Tuesday here at the Duchess of Kent Wing. And before the ceremonies are starting, we've got five pupils from the local Magna Carta school, as well as their tutor. Now, let's have some names. First of all, names.
Bethan Morgan.
Katie Smith.
Imogen Nevin.
Jaden Netter.
Katie Moore.
And their tutor?
Mr. Nazir.
And these five pupils are here for a specific reason, because 60 of you at the school did something rather special. What was that?
We raised money for the NHS. We raised £1,948.
And how did you do that?
Well, we did a bake sale and we did a car wash, but loads of people did different things like sponsored swimming, sponsored run, sponsored silence, sponsored stand, and giving up chocolate.
Oh, wow, that must have been tough. So the bake-off, did you get to another, moving to the next pupil, you took part in the bake-off?
Yes, I did.
And your favourite thing of baking?
Is muffins.
Right.
Yeah.
Which flavour?
Chocolate chip.
Okay, so it's a chocolate seems to be a theme here. And what else was on the bake stand?
There were brownies, there was Victoria sponge, we had cookies, and we had red velvet cupcake.
All right, so the most popular cake was?
Well, it was a brownie, so it doesn't technically count as a cake.
Oh, come on, cake, is a brownie a cake? Is a Jaffa cake a biscuit? It's the same question, isn't it?
Kind of, yeah.
All right, okay. And with the lad here, he did something rather special. Apart from baking, you left that to the girls. What did you get up to?
I did a sponsored car wash.
How many cars did you wash?
10.
Okay, and were those people that your friends or people at the school?
Friends and family and people down my road.
All right, so apart from yourself, who else got involved with the car wash?
My friends got involved. He's called Ben Williams, and my dad.
Well done. Okay, so that's what the children were doing, and they're here for someone else has joined us. Hello, your name?
Ramina Todor.
Okay, Ramina, and you took part in raising funds as well? You were the organiser?
I helped.
Okay, so you're the boss, were you? You got all these into line, did you?
I helped a bit.
All right. And were you pleased with the amount that you raised?
Very pleased, yes.
So just remind the listeners one more time how much was raised.
Around £2,000.
And that was all on your own initiative?
Altogether, yes, at the school.
Great. And today, what are you going to be doing while here at the time capsule?
Basically, the students are going to be submitting a letter on why they did this. So basically, a student voice team at the Magna Carta School got together and thought that this will be a good idea to raise awareness about the importance of the NHS and how much it is a national treasure and we need to protect it. So this is one of the ways of helping. So all these students, the whole school got involved. So myself, I do student voice lead, and there's a team, and then we encourage the whole school to go for charity.
Brilliant. Okay, well done. Thanks for coming along. Enjoy the rest of the day. So that's the Magna Carta. We've also got some of the dignitary here. We can see that Andy Field, and the chairman of the Trust, and Suzanne Rankin are here. I'll see if I can have a quick word with them. Hello, good morning, chaps. Welcome to Radio Way. We're live on air, so as always, be careful what you're saying. So let me start off with Andy. What does it feel like, 70 years of the NHS? What do you think that means for St Peter's?
I just think it's a fantastic occasion. You know, that for me, the fact healthcare free at the point of delivery is so important to this country, and it's become a totem. So delighted to celebrate it today, really.
Now, moving to Suzanne Rankin, the Chief Executive, the celebrations start today. How are you starting the celebrations?
Well, this morning, we're delighted to have members of the local community, school children, councillors along to participate in the planting of our time capsule. Now, the time capsule has been filled with items from over the preceding 70 years of NHS practice, into the time capsule to be buried alongside a pear tree, which we have as a commemorative, I guess it's something that will last, isn't it, into the future. And it's a great opportunity to do something special. I haven't planted a time capsule before, so it's quite exciting.
Well, I saw the time capsule earlier. It says it's got to be buried and remain buried till 2068, 50 years' time. So how do we remind someone to dig it up?
I'll put it in the chief executive's diary. I don't think I'll be here, sadly. Maybe I'll ask my son to pop along and see if he's still here.
There'll be a plaque.
But of course, we've got the school children here, which is fantastic because actually they have written a note to the future, Children of the Future, which is going in the time capsule, and they've raised some money, which is absolutely outstanding. And I hope they'll remember what we've done today.
Now, in terms of the dignitary, we've got the Deputy Mayor of Runnymede. Good morning, sir.
Very good morning to you, sir.
And your name?
My name is Prashottan Singh Sohi.
Okay, and you've just started as Deputy Mayor, so what's the first month been like?
But first month has been fantastic. I'm really overwhelmed by the number of appointments I had to do. I thought it would be the odd one that I'll be sort of passed on to. But coming here, you know, to our world-renowned National Health Service, you know, it's a fantastic opportunity for the young people to get involved. And, you know, we want to be world leaders in every field, but this is one of the ones which is a founding institutions, you know, as the chairman said, a fantastic institution to maintain and uphold and keep it up and take it a step further.
All right. Well, I'll let you get on and meet with the various people here, and we'll have a little bit very soon indeed. They will be doing the official announcement of the time capsule, the burying, and the pear tree. So join us then.
Well, I've always wondered how you decide what to put in a time capsule. And it must be especially difficult when you're burying something to sort of commemorate 70 years of the NHS. So the big question is, what are they putting in the time capsule they're going to bury here at St Peter's this morning? Andy Brown, I think, has the answers.
There's two tables in front of me covered in items that they will hope to get completely into this very large time capsule. There are things like photographs of St Peter's Hospital. There's the plan of St Peter's Hospital. Local newspapers of this week, that's the Surrey Advertiser. In terms of medical books, there is the British Journal of Nursing. There's also a couple of books about medicine in the years 2018. So when that opens in 50 years' time, that will be a very interesting thing. There's also artificial joints and also the strategy for the trust. And also I can see taking pride of place is the Radio Way 2008 patient magazine. So we're also going to be in a small way buried into the time capsule.
So this is a first for us here at Ashford and St Peter's. We've never actually had a time capsule, which is good. The rumours that I'm going in it are not true, by the way. Nobody would like to dig me up, I can tell you, in 50 years' time. But with the 70th birthday of the NHS this Thursday, it's a great time to reflect on both the past, the present, and our future. So the NHS is a really special institution, and I think the one thing that probably unites the country is admiration for the NHS, its staff, and the fact that we deliver free at the point of delivery, free healthcare to people. So that doesn't matter what economic status you are, you get your free healthcare. And that to me is so important. So it's a great time for celebrating and sourcing all these items that you see on the table behind you has actually been great fun. And do have a look at them before we go in. Now, there's a wide range of things there. And they do reflect the history of both our hospitals, Ashford and St Peter's, and a lot of the breadth of the services. Suzanne has had to tell me what some of the things are. They're very, very medical. The other thing I'm really touched about today, we're lucky to receive a letter from the Magna Carta students to the Children of the Future NHS. And I was impressed reading it beforehand as to the depth of thinking that's gone in. From a kind of NHS point of view, I have to point out that their views are strictly the views of them and are not necessarily reflect the views of the NHS. Just there's a little bit of political nuances in there, which I think, again, is great, shows people are thinking about it. So, Bethan, I think you're going to read the letter for us.
dear children of the future, our hope is that by the time you're reading this, that the NHS is still as great as it is today and fully accessible to you. The NHS is a service that provides free healthcare for everyone who needs it and is a national treasure for everyone in Britain and a cause that we feel very strongly about. In May 2018, the Magna Carta School's own student voice team, with the whole of the school, raised £1,948.48 towards the paediatric ward at St Peter's Hospital. The money will be used to purchase a state-of-the-art electronic surveillance system to monitor seriously ill young children. The Student Voice Council was passionate for this cause after learning about the crisis the NHS was facing due to underfunding and still being expected to perform at the same level with fewer resources. A key example of this being the lack of beds being available at the A&E units under pressure. According to official statistics, almost 150,000 patients in England had to wait more than 30 minutes before being admitted to A&E in the winter. We believe this decline in quality could lead to something drastic to our service, perhaps even the adoption of American system of private healthcare, which patients receive the treatment they can afford rather than they need. Our goal was to raise money as well as increase awareness about the subject around the school and community. We come to the conclusion that a fundraiser in the form of sponsorship would work best, as we could get donations through friends and family. Through the 30th of April till the 4th of May, we ran assemblies and students all around the school raised funds by doing different sponsored events like giving up chocolate and swimming a certain length. People who took part shared the passion for raising awareness, helping a worthy cause, what the student voice were trying to convey, and we managed to raise £1,948.48. Wow. We want to sincerely thank everyone who contributed to this cause, and we hope our contribution as the student voice means something to helping the service we all need and want to save, so it benefits the children of the future like you. Yours sincerely, Student Voice Council Committee of the Magna Carta School.
Well done. The amount raised and the passion behind that, which you can see in the letter. I think we've got some maybe some future doctors and nurses here, maybe some future politicians, I think, from that thing. So, I'm looking forward, by the way, to showing you around the children's area afterwards, so that'd be great, and if you'd like to come with us, you're more than welcome if you've got the time. So moving on, so many great things into our time capsule. We want to give you the opportunity to look at these, and the students to include their letter, of course. So we'll begin actually doing the time capsule today and take some photographs, but it takes 24 hours to seal, so the water won't get in, all the rest of it, so we'll seal it up and complete the burial over this week. Now, you'll see behind me here, as well as the time capsule, we've got a lovely pear tree purchased through charitable funds, and recognise the contribution particularly of our volunteers. This hospital would not run without the volunteers, as I can see some here. We've got about 350, and they help in all sorts of areas right across the hospital. So this pear tree really is in honour of them. And I'm told that they will be raising funds as well to give us a partridge to put in it for Christmas. So we will also have a plaque alongside the pear tree to remind our kids of the future that they should dig it up in 50 years' time.
So there was Andy Field, the chairman, introducing the various people and also explaining about the time capsule. They are now in the process of just using the shovels to put a little bit of soil around the pear tree, but they will also then bury the capsule, as they say, in 24 hours once they've sealed it from all the elements. So here from the Duchess of Kent wing, the celebrations for NHS 70 have started. And they will take place throughout the hospital, through the specifically on Thursday, the actual anniversary itself, in the wards, and also for the staff in both Ashford and St Peter's Hospital. But from us here at the Duchess of Kent, we'll return back to the studio, and thanks for joining us.
Your favourite music all day long.